Ciao a tutti, welcome to Engines of Creation podcast. I'm your host, Christian Mastrodonato. In this podcast, I bring together my knowledge in complex systems with my experience in leading technology innovation and new product development to explore how successful products, organizations, and ideas emerge. In spite of all my good intentions and a very nice set of interviews lined up for you, unfortunately, sometimes life gets in the way, and so also this episode is going to be a solo episode. But no worries, because in 2024, we're going to have a lot of very interesting interviews coming up for you. Anyway, I thought it would be nice to drop some suggestion for reading and listening during the Christmas break. I don't know for you, but at least for me, the festive break is a good moment to catch up with a lot of things, a lot of books piling up virtually and physically on my bedside table. So yeah, let's start for books then. Besides the books that I've talked about more extensively in previous episodes, either interviewing the authors or the last episodes with a book on review of How Big Things Get Done, there are a few books that I really believe can be very interesting if you are sort of walking into the new world of complexity and complexity thinking. Definitely, I will start with a book series, and I'm talking about Incerto series from Nicholas Taleb. I often refer to it, and I know that it's not really a new thing, but in general, I refer to some of the books, and while I would suggest to look at the whole series, because there are a lot of different points of view, and I think it kind of shows also the evolution of the thinking of the author himself. For me, it has been a foundational reading. All of the books are really helpful, and they can really bring you a different perspective, and especially thinking about how statistics is something that you actually use it every day, and not something that is something for, you know, university books or very specific niche applications. And it helped me a lot, I have to say, also in my reassessment of complexity as a modern topic for leaders, and instead not only for academics. So even myself, I had this belief, and going through Incerto in particular, the first reading I had was Black Swan. It was kind of a revelation moment. So personally, if you don't want to read a whole series, which I thoroughly suggest, but if you really want to pick up a couple of books out of this series, personally, I would suggest Black Swan and Antifragile. Black Swan uses a lot of great references to modern economics. So albeit sometimes provocative, can be very grounded in things that everybody can at least have some understanding. And so on a lot of topics that many readers already know. On the other hand, Antifragile, which I remember correctly is the last book of the series, it's very good because it provides some actionable ideas on how to use randomness and external events, especially extreme events, at your advantage. And so, to be fair, also in this case, we mentioned this book in the interview with John Wilshire, and we talk about it, especially referred to his regenerative framework. But again, I really like Antifragile because it gives you ideas on how to build organizations, how to build businesses, and in general, actions that can help you change the way you approach whatever you do from a complexity thinking perspective. Another great book, which it's not so well known and I found personally always very surprising, is a book for Mandelbrot, which actually is quoted many times by Taleb himself. And it is The Misbehavior of Markets. If you enjoy Taleb's Incerto, this is a must read. Absolutely. It provides a deeper explanation for extreme risks and how you can find them everywhere and how you can manage them into your sort of everyday decision-making. This is absolutely a gem of a book. Then I mentioned, I think, last time, in the last episode, Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. I believe this is a great first step into behavioral psychology. This is also a foundational book for behavioral economics, by the way, and he actually won a Nobel Prize for it. Now, personally, I've never been completely bought into behavioral economics. And in fact, more modern approaches like ergodicity economics might explain things in a kind of different way, and I believe also more meaningful. But if you look at it from a point of view of decision-making, it is, again, a great book that is going to help you in everyday activities. Another great recent book that I personally liked a lot, it might be, again, slightly controversial, it depends where you take it, is What's Our Problem from Tim Urban. Tim Urban, for me, is one of the best scientific communicators out there in general. I would suggest anybody to go and check out Wait, Wait, Why, Tim Urban's blog. But What's Our Problem? He's a deep investigation into the current political landscape. It's very much US focused, but I believe also as a European, I can definitely relate and understand a lot of information that is in there. But what I really like is that the first part of the book delves into to explain complexity and utilize complexity, especially emergent, have a very, very interesting explanation of the sort of the emergence ladder. And I think in that sense, he uses complexity instruments to explain sort of the complexity of a political landscape and sort of social, anthropological situations that he's created. Speaking of anthropology, another great book is The Dawn of Everything by David Graeber and David Wengrow. This book literally blew my mind. I've always been a bit of a history geek, and I liked a lot for different reasons, but I liked a lot also the books from Harari. But they kind of give you, the books from Harari, they kind of give you a sort of inevitability of a sort of worldview that I've never necessarily bought into. And The Dawn of Everything gives you a lot of ideas around how actually more, again, complex and multifaceted the way that human civilizations evolved over time from a point of view really of experimentation and agility, I would say. So yeah, it was very interesting because, again, if you look at it from a complexity point of view, The Dawn of Everything is way more open compared to the books from Harari that I would definitely suggest, but I think they tend to give you more and a sort of inevitable path of history that is not necessarily the reality. Another very good book from a foundational perspective is Why Information Grows from Cesar Hidalgo. This was another book that helped me a lot to sort of frame how complexity and in general sort of statistical dynamics in a broader sense, can justify a lot of economics behavior, social behaviors more in a sort of more extended fashion. I think it's a very interesting book. I believe the first part is more interesting than the second part, but it depends by taste, so to say. I think the first part is more somehow philosophical in a way, at least on trying to understand the foundation of how information grows within human civilizations. The second part is more grounded into practical examples. And sometimes it looked like they were kind of two different books inside the same book. But it's a great book. I really loved it. Another incredible practical book from a complexity / statistical thinking perspective is How to Measure Anything by Douglas W. Hubbard. It's a great practical book with a lot of tools and ideas on how measure literally anything by the title in any practical situation. And that's very important, I believe, because in many personal and professional situations, we tend often not to measure things because we think it's not possible. And we go straight into qualitative and very subjective interpretation of things. And if you look into Thinking Fast and Slow, it shows you when you go towards qualitative and subjective interpretation, you are always, always surrounded by your own decision biases. And this book shows you actually how in many situations you think you can't measure, but you can measure. And that helps you to ground whatever decision you're going to make with actual numbers that are going to help you out. And then the last book, which I wanted to share, it's kind of a bit off the mark compared to all the other ones, but in these days of everybody talking about artificial intelligence, I believe that this is a book that you have to absolutely read if you want to understand the basics, really the true foundational basic of AI. And that's Gödel, Escher, Bach by Douglas of Stutter. Many people might think, it's very old or it's too weird. And it's true. It is somehow a weird book. It's very mathematical. It's very somehow philosophical also, with a lot of interesting metaphors. But that's the power of the book. If you can follow it to the end, it clearly shows you what intelligence and artificial intelligence are. Of course, its interpretation is not necessarily the most modern, and it has been somehow evolved and substituted by more modern views. But I do believe that if you really want to understand what's AI, what they talk about artificial general intelligence and so forth, that's a great book to read. And referring back to Tim Urban, I remember there is a very nice set of posts. I remember if one or more posts around artificial general intelligence. To me, they're still relevant. Even if they're a few years old, they're still relevant to understand all the current setting. Of course, if you have any question about any of this book, please reach out. angelsofcreation@mastrodonato.co. You can reach out to me also on LinkedIn and Twitter, and definitely I mean, I'm always happy to continue the conversation, answer your questions. And of course, also let me know if you have any specific interest in any of this book. I would be happy also to spend some time to do one of my book on reviews. I tried the first one some weeks ago with the previous episode. If you didn't listen to it, go and check it out. It is really important that you like, follow, and share this podcast. This podcast is available in many different platforms. Now it's also available in YouTube. And if you like it, if you want more of it, it allows it to grow and it allows it to sustain itself. So your support and your liking, following, and sharing are very, very important. So if you like this episode and the previous ones, please do share it with everybody. Let everybody know that this podcast exists. Now, let me spend a bit more time also talking about other podcasts and newsletter. In this sense, I personally like to follow many podcasts, so I know there are many beautiful ones. Personally, the one that I always like and trying to stay up to date, especially when it comes to complexity-related thinking, I would say, Sean Carroll's Mindscape. It's a podcast personally that I love. Sean Carroll is a professor of theoretical physics and philosophy, but he loves complexity. He has a lot of very, very interesting guests talking about complexity from different shapes, from a social science perspective, statistical perspective, management perspective. There was also some time ago the director of the Santa Fe Complexity Institute. So it's a great podcast. I love it. Then it's kind of a set of newsletters, podcasts, and many other things. I would suggest to follow Exponential View and in general, Azim Azhar and what he does. Personally, I like to follow him. He provides me and all the other of the Exponential View community can provide us with a lot of very interesting information about really what's going on from a different lens. Plus, as I talked about community, there is a very nice community with very cool people that you can also reach out and discuss. Last but not least, I also like to suggest Lex Fridman. That's a bit more of a suggestion, but with a pinch of salt. Not everything is the same, but he can definitely reach out to some very good guests. There are some great guests and there are some great episodes in Lex Fridman that I would definitely suggest to listen to. Even if myself, I would say I don't follow 100% of his episodes, there is some good stuff in there. So these are the podcasts and newsletters that I like to follow that help me out to stay up to date and again have different ideas and inputs regarding complexity, but more in general innovation, technology, product development, and even more politics and current world evolution. So that's the end of the episode. I hope it was interesting for you. So thanks a lot for listening to this episode of Edges of Creation. I hope you will enjoy some of these recommendations to be tasted during the festive seasons. So as usual, if you want to learn more, be sure to follow Edges of Creation and leave us a rating and review. And please share this episode on social media and friends and colleagues who might be interested. If you have any question, comments or feedback, as always, feel free to reach out to edgesofcreation@mastrodonato.co. I'll be glad to continue the conversation with you. So Edges of Creation will be back in 2024 with some very cool interviews. Arrivederci and buone feste!